Brothers and sisters, part 2. So, where were we?
The brothers were about to arrive and all the lights were off.
Ah, yes, that's right. So the house is completely dark and the brothers are coming in.
Are they blindfolded?
No. They just walk in by themselves and Kathy comes to them and says, "The lights went off. It must be a power cut." "We can help you turn on the generator," says Annie's brother. Annie slowly walks towards the living room door. When all the brothers reach the living room entrance, Kathy pops on the light. They all shout, "Surprise! Happy Bhai Tika!" The brothers are delighted to see all the beautiful decorations everywhere. And they say, "Wow, this is such an amazing surprise. Thank you." They all look everywhere with happy, smiling faces.
Oh, next year I'm going to do that for Bhai, Vansh, Rayansh, Arvi Dada and Sammy Dada.
That's a good idea, Raya. Okay. Then Kathy tells all the brothers to sit in a row facing their sisters. The sisters put tikka and garlands on their brothers and then they give them the gifts. Lizzie's brother opens his gift and says, "A frying pan? Just what I need to become a chef. Thank you."
The brothers don't give them anything. Pai gave me money in an envelope after I put tikka.
Hold on. One brother has a surprise. Annie's brother opens his gift and says, "Thank you. I also happen to have something for all of you." He opens his school bag and gives each of them a beautiful painting of a boat with a big heart floating on a river. The name of the painting is Love. The whole gang is so happy and they take many photos to remember their surprise celebrations. They play games, dance and sing, but time passes so fast and it's soon time to go home. Bhai Tika has ended and they all had a great time. Kathy says, "Bye everyone. Let's celebrate Bhai Tika next year too. We have so many other celebrations we can enjoy together."
There's Christmas and New Year's. If they want to celebrate our festivals, we have Holi and Rakhi coming early next year.
Of course, Araya.
Papa, do all the small brothers and sisters go to the same school as the bigger ones?
No. They're small and they don't go to preschool. They go to a normal school, primary school.
Is that bigger or smaller?
It is a smaller as it is only for smaller children.
Do they have to go as early as me?
No, they go a bit later because they're small. Back to the story. They all say goodbye and head home tired and happy. They have school early the next morning, so they brush their teeth and jump into bed. Kathy, Reuben, Annie, Elliot and Lizzie have a quiz contest in school the next day, but they are too tired to revise. They think of what Kathy's father would say. "The only way to be fresh and active and for our brains to work faster is by sleeping well and on time." They close their eyes and once again, the five best friends rub their magical bracelets and they are taken to a magical dreamland with a great big park, green grass, beautiful gardens with beautiful flowers. They will sleep well tonight and so will you, my little one. Time for you to sleep.
Yes, okay. Is Mama in the car and on her way home now?
Yes, she is. So you have to sleep before she gets home. Otherwise, she'll think my stories keep you awake.
Oh, would she be very, very angry?
Yes, she would be angry at me and also you.
Don't worry, I'm a good actor and I can pretend to be asleep.
No acting, try to sleep now.
I was joking, I am sleepy.
Araya closes her eyes and rubs a magic bracelet that will take her to the magical world and that her father has told her about in these stories. She goes to a beautiful and lush green park with garden filled with beautiful flowers and butterflies. A river runs through the park where white swans and ducks and their babies float along. She imagines herself crossing the river by going over a wooden bridge and there she sees the enchanted forest and a clear blue sky. She looks for a unicorn grazing on the edge of the park. She will ride it up in the sky. And as they fly higher and higher, she starts to drift off into a deep sleep. Good night, Araya.